Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope on this August morning you are enjoying a morning walk or sitting comfortably with your first cup, as am I. Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. As I'm sure you have noticed, it's the Summer Olympics year, and the strength and power the athletes demonstrate is amazing. One thing that stands out to me is something we humans and the rest of the animal kingdom seem to take for granted: balance. One of the wonderful things about the human body is our ability to keep our balance without thought or effort. Unless an injury or illness interferes with our balance, we take it for granted. I always have, but age has made me very much aware of the important part physical balance makes in everyday life. The squirrels leap from tree limb to tree limb, and the birds have no trouble on a moving bird feeder or the top of a hanging basket pole as it gently sways. If that were me, I'd fall immediately. Balance. One of those physical gifts we take for granted. I watch folks walking, just plain walking. Their arms swing in rhythm with each step. Their brain knows the messages to send to the body to absolutely maintain a steady step and perfect balance. The walkers consciously give no thought to natural balance. I watch my great nephew, 6.5 months old, learning to balance his weight so he can sit unattended. He reaches for a toy and begins to topple, then automatically corrects his body. He's almost there, not quite, but soon. As I watch, I take it for granted that he will soon sit without support. And even if he topples, he will set himself right. Such a simple human skill, so normal, so natural. No one sits and worries about him accomplishing sitting balance. He doesn't need to be taught. No special lessons. But how about the amazing balance of the gymnasts, skateboarders, surfers, boxers, and pole vaulters in the Olympics? They have taken their God-given natural balance and practiced and trained for years to be able to complete skills almost unimaginable to the rest of us. Without balance, the basketball player could not leap to dunk the ball without falling as he or she comes down to the floor. The ping pong player, the swimmer, the weightlifter almost have complete control of their balance to accomplish their physical goals. None of these folks, from the baby to the walker to the five-star athlete, gives a second thought to natural physical balance. Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. And then there is the other type of balance, the balance of our daily life tasks and responsibilities. I guess you could refer to it as mental or mind balance, or maybe simply the ability to plan and organize. How do we handle all the tasks of life? How does the gymnast, the swimmer, the parent, the teacher, mechanic, office worker get their daily life tasks in balance? There are plenty of self-help books, calendars, time management aids out there to help us. But I have noticed that few, if any, mention, include, or even suggest the strength of prioritizing as number one a relationship with our Lord Jesus in the life balance plan. I have found that like the athlete who quits practicing and building on their efforts, my relationship with the Lord suffers if I begin to take Him for granted. My days are less productive, less peaceful, more stressful. And with Jesus, all He asks of us is love and time with Him to help us grow in faith and trust. I hope you are enjoying such a relationship with Him. So let's not take our relationship with the Lord for granted. Let us pray. The wonder of this body and mind you have gifted us with is amazing, Lord. Please help us not to take any part of it for granted. Life is so busy. It is so easy to let the world's demands steal our time with you. Life is a balance of the physical and the spiritual. Please urge us to prioritize you. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.